Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Mama Seven, and we are doing radio tonight, family. Oh my goodness, I am so glad to be on the dark side of Wednesday, okay? I'm glad to be at the point where whatever food is going to be eaten has been eaten. I'm glad to be on the downside of getting my shrines all ready and prepped up and ready for company. I am so glad to be on the side where, you know, that you can relax a little bit more in a dress code. I mean, it's night. We're enjoying ourselves for a second. You know, I'm glad to be here on Wednesday because this is the day I get to catch up with everybody. How you doing, family? How is everything? How are we doing? How are we maintaining in this current craziness called, I don't even know what this is called, America, COVID season, housing crisis. I don't know what you want to call it. How are you doing, though? How are we surviving? We did a show not long ago talking about holding on, talking about faith. How's our faith coming? Are we working with each other? Are we being each other's brother and sister and just, hey, let me reach out to you. Let me make sure that you're good. I want you to be good because I'm good. Or I'm not good. I need to know what's going on with you. Either way, I hope that we're all fulfilling our duties when it comes to our Wednesday. Right? The last couple of shows have been so all of a wonderful approach is spirit-led. We do what spirit says do, period. This is just our life, right? And so the shows have had this theme, this underlying theme running on, right? So last week's show, we spoke about spiritual protection. That's because we needed to talk about spiritual protection. We needed to have some words shared when it comes to understanding spirit in ourselves. We had to begin to understand that we have a responsibility to protect ourselves, putting ourselves in these situations, right? What can we do to control our mouth with our negative, self-doubting energy, right? There's a lot that was in that show, a lot that was revealed in that show. Sometimes we don't even realize that we are feeding negative energy. We may not realize that we're contributing to it. And on the show, I love the show, because not only did we talk about the problem, you know, this is a wonderful approach. We are very transparent. We spoke about some solutions. And if you have a minute, the show right before that is called Affirming. That's where we spoke about, that's where we spoke about positive affirmations. That's when we spoke about manifestation. That's when we spoke about how to bring all that good stuff to you. Right? So I want you to take a minute and listen to both of those shows. If you didn't get a chance to check them out when we were doing radio, take just 1 minute, listen to both of those shows, because they're going to show you how to, one, keep negativity away, and two, how to bring positivity closer to you. Very, very important. To listen to the shows, you can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. All the shows are listed there in order. You can go to awonderfulapproach.com. And all the shows are going to be listed there. And that's how we do that. I have some very important news to share with all of A Wonderful Approach. I have some very important news to share with A Wonderful Approach friends and family, okay? But I won't till next week. I'm so excited. I'm busting at the seams. I love this time of year. November you know, especially for A Wonderful Approach, we should look at November like the beginning of our year. Yeah, come Christmas, we're going to have our prayer circle. We're going to be praying in the new year. We're going to be cooking food for ancestors. Yeah, we're doing all that for New Year's. But November 1st really should be, we should be thinking in terms of renewal. November 1st is when we should be thinking about what our next steps are. In November, we should be making whatever spiritual commitments you need to make. All that happens in November. All that happens with the support of A Wonderful Approach. All that happens under the accountability of A Wonderful Approach. All of that. This is what we're trying to do. We're building a spiritual family. We're building it. You know, we have a birth family. We were born into a family. And that's all wonderful. That's cool. You didn't pick them. They didn't pick you. Oh, that's great. But I'm talking about building a spiritual family. Not many people get to do that. We just inherit whatever we, you get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. But that had A Wonderful Approach. We are so unique in the way that we go about interacting with each other, building with each other. We are constantly, our individuality is celebrated. You don't have to be, in fact, I don't think any of us are exactly alike. We can be similar here or there, but I haven't seen two of the same. And that's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for clones. We're looking for people that really want to build a relationship with God. And, you know, it sounds so simple. You know, Mama 7, is it really that simple? Yeah. Is that simple? It's also that hard because we have just moved away from our relationship with God. We've moved away from those things that are good and positive for us, and we've gotten overburdened, overworked, we're over it, okay? We've gotten there, and so we have to spend time getting back to where God has us, okay? So that makes A Wonderful Approach wonderful, because you are seen as an individual. You are seen as the child of God that you are. Not a perfect person. I don't ask for perfection. I'm not going to waste my time with that, but I do want to see your light shine. So if I got to move some things out of the way, including your own self, I will. I do want to see the best for you. I want to see growth. I want to see development. All of these things, all these good, positive things for you. Right? So this is where we are, family. And like I said, November is a wonderful time to be here. November is a wonderful time to get this stuff started. We have work to do. Every day, you know, there are more and more people that want to know about spirituality. Every day, there are more and more people getting hoodwinked and bamboozled by spirituality. I hate that. I'm so sorry. We got crazy, you know, people are running from crazy, crooked pastors and ministers right into some crazy, crooked priest, Babalao, whatever you want to call them. You know, I despise that people would be so casual with God's children, right? So what we're here to do is let you know that there are places for you. And within A Wonderful Approach, there are levels. It's just wonderful. I'm sorry. But that's who we are. This is what we do. And the big news, all the big news that's coming next weekend, I'm sorry, you just have to wait till next week. But don't miss out. Don't let somebody have to call you and be like, did you hear? And did you know? Okay? Find out for yourself, fresh from the press. Okay? All right. Today's show, this is a topic that I am so passionate about that I don't know if many people know that. This topic right here is so important. I do a lot of speaking and writing on it, okay? The straw that broke the camel's back, all right? And this is, look, we're talking, we're being honest. I am transparent all the time. You're going to see through me. I have to tell you the truth because that's what, number one, God has asked me to. Number two, I do you no favors by blowing smoke at you, all right? I don't ever want someone to be like, oh, Mama Seven, she was sugarcoating. No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you the truth, all right? This is what we have to talk about, the straw that broke the camel's back, all right? So everybody knows the story about the straw that broke the camel's back. And growing up, I always wanted to know, and I can, y'all work with me. I am the one that got kicked out of this vacation Bible school. I am the one that got, you know, put in the corner. I am the one that, you know, either they gave me the microphone or they sat me in a corner looking at the corner. It was one or the other, okay? So, you know, I had to know what was so bad about that straw and how did we know it was the last one? How did you know? That was my question. How did you know that straw was going to break the camel's back, that straw? How did you know? You know, I guess it's the same question. How did you know the bridge limit was going to give out? How they come up with bridge limit weight? Who comes up with that weight? What did you have to do before you found out what it would take to break the bridge? So, you know, what was special about that straw that broke that camel's back? And how did you know that this was the straw that was going to do it? Okay? One very important thing, I swear if you don't take anything from this program, please take this. You don't know the straw. You don't know what is going to break you. Because if you knew, you'd be putting up defenses for that, right? You would be fortifying your position, right? You would be making all this work. So we can be honest when we say we don't know that straw. We don't know what it will take to get there, right? And this is real important for everybody to know. I'm going to say, especially for my young people, because my young people, you know, if you haven't had a bump or a bruise quite yet, I want you to think about this. You don't know that thing that's going to knock you down. You don't know. You can say, oh man, if this happened, nah, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be what you think. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something totally that you did not plan for. And that's not cool. Okay. The camel is life. In this story, it's life. And the straw are all the things that happen in your life. And we all have had days back in the day, Murphy's Law, oh my goodness. Murphy was sitting in the front seat of my car. I was like, Murphy, you got to get out. You can't keep riding with me. Murphy would literally, I mean, if I was running late for work, couldn't find the keys, doing this, doing that, stressed out, yelling at the kids, doing it, all that going on at once. All that going on at once. and then I get a call. You know, I get that call. Now, is that call really the end-all, be-all? No, it's not. But that call at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to rip and run and get to work, when I can't find my keys, that call broke me. It broke the camel's back. It was too much. You know, talking to my single mothers out there, and I am very passionate about single mothers, haven't been one all of my life, but to all my single mothers out there that do all this work, you know, get the baby up, feed the baby, dress the baby, get to the car, do this, make sure you have the diaper bag, get the baby, just, you're doing all that, and then the baby throws up on your blouse, that is enough to send you clear over the edge. And, you know, you sit there like, babies throw up. It happens. It's not that big a deal. Not that it's that big of a deal. That very moment, it was too much. See, the straw that actually broke the camel's back is a regular piece of straw, just like the one before and the one before. It's not that that piece was heavy. It's that the camel was already carrying too much. And I know you're like, okay, Mama Seven, I get that, but why do we got to talk about that right now? Because some of you are carrying too much. And in this particular topic, Lord knows my ears are closer to, my mouth is closer to my ears, okay? I got to say this one while looking in the mirror. It's extremely difficult. I really do want to be Superwoman. I want to be everywhere. I want to be in Atlanta and Charlotte in the same weekend. I can do it. It's only 4 hours. I can. It's not a matter of can you do it. It's a matter of should you do it. Should we do that? You think maybe that might be too much? Maybe you might be stretching it. I burn my candle on both ends and in the middle. It's just not smart. But I'm steady going. Just one more minute. Just one more mile. Just one more. I'm the camel that will take the straw, the last straw, and put it on my own back. That's the kind of camel I am. Just not well, okay? I would suggest you not do that. But I do it all the time. We have to do better, family. We have to do better than that. We have to stop piling our life up so extreme. It's literally extreme. It's excessive. It's extreme. We have to stop that because it's not healthy. We're not showing our children healthy things. And I will look at my child and be like, oh, yeah, that's mine. Oh, yeah, he's doing exactly what I do. He's overextending himself. He's pushing too far, too hard. He's not allowing for space or room. Oh, yeah, that's my child. Now that I've shown him that, now I have to show him this. How to not let that last straw break the camel. Don't let it break you. I got a couple ways of thinking about how to do this, right? But I always want to open it up. I see I got a couple new phone numbers on the switchboard. If you would like to speak, and this is a collective radio program, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear about that time that you just allowed this life to break you for a second. What did you do to get back? How did you get back on your feet? How did you get back after this situation? You know what I'm saying? We all fall. We all stumble. That's not a big thing. What is a big thing is getting back up. What is a big thing is how are you going to recover? How do you recover from that? And what are you putting in place to make sure it doesn't happen again? See, that's the important piece. Are we doing enough to protect ourselves. I don't want, there's been maybe two or three times in my life that God has put me on my butt, not my bottom, on my butt. I told you to down, you know, that kind of butt, yeah. Two or three times in my life. And I won't forget them because I'm like, okay, this is uncomfortable. Now that I've been broken, I have to wait to be put back together again. Where if I had taken a moment prior to, I wouldn't have this heavy load. You know what I'm saying? If I had put up some good boundaries and been able to say, hey, I can't take no more straw. Let me take this load wherever I got to take it. And if I have some space on the way back, I'll talk to you. But without boundaries, without realistic expectations, we're going to continue to break down this camel until it's nothing. We will continue to break it down. Okay? So, while we're waiting for someone to press one, if they want to share, what I want to do is think about what is this camel, right? The camel is life. It's our life. And some of us are not nice to ourselves. Some of us are not kind to ourselves. We'll be kind to everyone else. I mean, we got customer service on deck. How about we even know to change our voice? Oh, how can I help you? Oh, yeah, sure, I can accommodate that. Ba, 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 ba. We got it, right? No. If you don't value you, then you will let them put the Empire State Building on your back because you don't value you. Okay? You've got to have value for your own self. You have got to love yourself. You have got to say, hey, I don't want my camel broken. I don't want my candle to keep going. You got to be willing to tell somebody, look, that's too low. I can't do it all right now. Come back next month, next week, next lifetime. Hello. Value the camel. Okay? Now, if camels were $5 and disposable, I'd buy me about 20 of them, break them all down, but they're not $5. You see what I'm saying? Your life is not $5. Your life is priceless. So how do you treat something that's priceless? You're not going to treat my life like a piñata or a freeway running in and out. No. I have to value my life. I have to value my camel. Okay? Before you can do anything else, let's value the camel. Let's value your life. Let's say, hey, this is important, and I'm not going to let you break it, okay? I got a caller that would like to speak. Love to hear from caller, even if you're just saying hello. Love to hear from caller. That lets us know we're getting out there and going to say greetings and welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama 7. This is Stacy. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Good evening, everyone. I am definitely a guilty partner, and I'm still a work in progress. Better believe it when it comes down to breaking that camel's back. I felt like you were just, tapping me on the shoulder right now. Like, oh, Stacey, you want to call?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just tap you right now. But
okay.
I can definitely tell you. I have been through probably every scenario that you just named, being the married single mom, as I say, because my husband was always, worked in another state. So it was like mom from sun up to sun down by myself. So yeah, I was married, but I was like that single mom that, yeah, I had those days that someone, a child threw up on me and I wanted to scream or pissed on me, or, you know, I'm getting in the car and I'm like, oh, you know, so yeah, yeah. I've been through all those scenarios, especially, yeah. Having something in your lifetime where, like you said, it puts you on your bottom and just like, hey, yeah. you need to sit down for a minute, mom, you need to sit down and take some time out. And I could just give you this example. I worked for years and had a lot of female issues. No matter what, I got up, I would go to work, literally calling my boss like, hey, I need to turn around after this hour ride to work because I'm literally bleeding on the garage floor, that type yeah. of thing. And I would run back home and literally take a shower and go right back to work, and it would just happen all over wow. again. And I did that day in and day out until the point that I just couldn't do it anymore. Till the point that the doctor said, hey, you need the surgery like now. I mean, we need to schedule wow. this like next week. And being that the type of job that I had at the time, I needed to give some sort of a notice because I was going to be out of work for at least 5 months. That's how serious the surgery was. So doing that, I'm just hitting 45 this year, thank God. That was over how many years ago? I would say that was back in 2013, 2014. I was a young lady, you know, like at that point, yeah. and I was doing this day in and day out, and I mean, it put me down, and I was doing this for years upon years upon years, and it got to the point that when I did return just for a visit to that particular place of work, after everything was said and done and I convalesced, I went back to work, and I literally, people that knew me for years, and they was like, oh my God, Stacey, that's you? They was like, did you go and get a tan? I was so pale that I didn't even wow. realize that I was bleeding so much, that I was so pale that people didn't realize that it was me because I gained so much more melanin in my skin after having that surgery wow. because I was pale from not having blood in my system, okay? So that's one of those kind of examples that you have to take, you know, in retrospect, I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, I was literally dying. And I did not care for myself enough to say, you need to take care of yourself. No, I was going in and punching a clock every single day because that's just what my mindset was. I have to work, I have to work, I have to work. I got to pay bills. And it did change my mindset to a point, but not 100%. As I said, I'm still in that kind of rut. I'm still a work in progress because I now look at life a bit differently. Of course, I value, you know, it a lot more than back then, maybe because I feel my own mortality now, living life, getting older. Yeah. However, I'm at that I've been like struggling in the last month or so that I'm at that crossroads right now that I'm saying to myself, yeah. work or my creativity, doing something that's going to bring in money, but maybe not as much money as I'm getting at work. I'm at that crossroads right now, and I'm really struggling with that and within myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, take care of yourself. Life is short. I see so many of my high school friends left and right dying. I think I lost 5 within the last year, and that wasn't due to COVID either. So yeah, and this is just something, and like I said, I'm in my mid-40s, so you know, just look yeah. around and just see that you see immortality, and it just makes you love and appreciate life a lot more and really start looking into taking care of you. And self-care is very important, whether that's by mind, body, or spirit. So just wanted to share that. True.
Thank you so much. It is wonderful hearing your voice.
Absolutely. You too. I know. I've been away. See? Work in progress. I know. Look. Just can't even take the time.
That's all right. I will lasso you. That's okay. I will see you soon, my dear, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Have a great night.
You too. Oh,
thank you, guys.
OMG. 5 months off work. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine. Because at that point, it's like, am I going to have my job? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? But guess what's more important than your job? Your life. I am so glad that, you know, sometimes when it takes God put you on your butt, I don't care. I'm so glad that that worked out in a positive because there was a different ending had she not listened. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that worked out in a positive. Mm-mm-mm. Don't let the world break you because it will. Man. Some of the best jobs I had in the world, Oh, I had a job that paid me so much money I couldn't spend it fast enough because I was always at work. Job asked me to work 60, 65 hours a week, every week, period. Oh, my God. I'm thinking, you know, I'm young, thinking I'm making all this money. But when I divided up the salary by how many hours I was making, I was like, yo, McDonald's is hiring? What in the world is this? So a lot of times when you look at what you're getting, what you think you're getting, in exchange for your camel, you will realize, I'm not getting my camel's worth. I'm not getting my camel's worth. When they're paying you a salary, your life is not worth that. Your health is not worth that. And they will push you. Oh, come on, you're doing great. They will clap and cheer and everything else like that until you want to have your own life. Then we have a whole problem. Right? Don't let them do that to you. And a lot of times we have to work on this. Don't you do it. So this happens one of two ways. Either someone else puts the straw on your back and you allow it, or you put the straw on your own back because you didn't protect yourself. Either way, we got to stop that, okay? So scenario one, someone puts the straw on your back. Why? Because you don't have boundaries up. Maybe you haven't properly evaluated what you have going on, what you need in your life. Maybe you really do think you have an extra couple hours. Oh, I could do this. No, you can't. You can't take on anything else. Your plate is full. You cannot eat anymore. Stop. And we have to be okay with saying that and with doing it. When someone is asking of you less than what you're willing to take, you have to start saying no. I remember one of the affirmations when we did the show 2-3 weeks ago, we said no is a complete sentence. We don't have to justify no. We don't have to give you a reason why I said no. The answer's just no. That's a boundary. You know, we're sharing. One boundary I always got to put up, look, you got to learn how to pray for yourself. Now you're standing in the middle of a situation. I will hold your hand and we will walk ourselves through. But God's not going to let me hold your hand forever. Your ancestors are not going to let me hold your hand forever. You have to learn how to do this. And it's up to me to make sure I say, okay, Bambi legs. I have one I love to call Bambi. Bambi legs. And I call her Bambi legs because everybody remembers Bambi. Stood up, wobbly, fall down. Okay, great. I love. That's the only part of that movie that I like. The movie was horrible. It was sad. I was upset, whatever. Bambi legs, all right? All right, Bambi legs, I'm about to let go. You're going to be okay. We've worked on this. We've prayed about it. You know how to work through your life. Let's go. You can do this, right? So we have to begin to get strong within ourselves to be able to say, you're going to be okay. I have to let go. You're going to be okay. I can't carry your junk with me. Now, everyone in The Wonderful Prince should cringe at the idea of even just hearing the word junk. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to hear junk. Forget discern with your junk, my junk. Oh, no. Don't even say the word junk to me. Yeah, we have to talk about junk. We have to talk about not carrying more than what we should. We have to talk about prioritizing. I may have my little wagon is weighed down, but I'm not carrying that all at one time. There are some days where I can't do everything. I can't get to every phone call. I can't, and I have to be okay with it. I miss the call. I will call. And I talk to the phone. Ooh, I'm going to have to get back with you tomorrow. I'm in the middle of something. I can't stop. And everything else like that. I can't take on everything at once. I just can't. And I'm not going to beat myself up for doing it either. Okay? So for all my people that are new to boundaries, realistic boundaries, okay, you're new to really letting people know, hey, I still love you, but I can't do this. That doesn't impact my love for you. I just can't do this. Look, I can't ride you across town, all right? One, I'm tired. Two, you ain't got no gas money. I just can't right now. Now it's not a good time for me. I can't give you my life essence. Okay? No one gets life essence. Only you, God, and your ancestors should be sharing life essence, okay? You can donate all the blood you want, but don't give out bone marrow. Your body does not produce more bone marrow. The bone marrow that you have, this is all you'll get. Don't give that away. You see what I'm saying? Blood, we can produce more blood, okay? So we have to begin to know ourselves. In order for us to really say, okay, again, we have to value that camel. We have to value our life. We have to value our mind. Don't think for one second this does not impact your mind. Your mind is what's allowing all this to happen, okay? So value that camel, value your life, and what about when we already see things piling up? Are we going to wait to the last second to say, I've reached capacity? Why? Save some space for, I guess, factor X, whatever you got. Save yourself some space for that because it's a lot. See, I don't let things get down to the bone and then the wind can come and knock you over. See, we have to be fortified. We have to be grounded. We have to really begin to work with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Have a defense about yourself. And when you do that, then the wind can't knock you over. Because the wind is coming. The wind is already there. You know what I'm saying? So we have to make sure that we don't put it so that we're at the edge. Because then at that point, you'll be mad at the wind blowing. Not a tornado, just the wind blowing. Any little thing can set you off. And guess what? Facebook is full of a bunch of little things. It'll set you off. But how about you not be that close to the edge in the first place? It shouldn't take 2 inches to set you off. We got to start holding and protecting ourselves a little bit more than that. You understand? So I really want everyone to take a minute and think about your camel. Think about your life. Think about the things you're trying to put in place. And think about all the straw that you have there. Too many people pulling on you. Too much energy. Mama 7 will call for help in a minute. I have a whole crew. Hey, I need some help with this. Got it. I need some prayers for that. No problem. I need to research. Look, research this. Mm-mm-mm, I got it. I don't do all of this by myself. Not at all. Because I know, because I don't know where my limit is. I don't know that straw that will break my back. So I got to leave some room for something heavy if God put something heavy on me, right? And I'm not worried what God got for me because God knows me and God doesn't set me up for failure. I'm worried about the individuals that be like, ooh, Mama 7's camel look fast. I'm attach my worry to her camel. Don't bring no worry over here. I don't have space for worry. That's what I'm talking about prioritizing. I don't have space for worry, so I don't let it get on my camel. All right? There are some things that you, there are some shrubs that don't belong on your camel's back at all. Worry, doubt, negativity, low self-esteem, all these things that weigh you down. You'd be surprised how heavy depression is. Depression is so heavy, it'll have you in your bed not able to move. That's some heavy stuff. You can't get on my camel. My camel got to run. You see what I'm saying? Only are we not going to let the straw pile up on the camel's back. We're going to be very discerning about what is even placed there in the first place. My camel is not for hauling junk. My life is not for hauling junk. My life is for pleasure. My life is for learning. My life is for sharing. My life is about building, growing, developing self, developing others, building in spirit. It's not about depression. My life is not about lack. I like abundance, positivity and abundance. I want abundance for everyone. So do you see what I'm saying? What can we be discerning about in the straw? So not only are we not going to let it break our back, we're going to be picky about what's up there. Because I don't want to make two trips of junk. I just don't. I don't want to take things that I know don't belong to me. I'll get to my final destination and I'll have a whole person jump off my back. I'd be like, well, where were you and what were you doing? Oh, I was just getting a free ride. Because you didn't have your boundaries up strong enough, and I'm just going to come and hang out on your back. I don't think so. Not the best. Not the coolest. Okay? So let's be aware of what we are allowing on the back. Let's be aware of who we are allowing to put things on. Everybody shouldn't get access to your camel. Camels are expensive, and they eat a lot. So why would you let anybody treat your camel any kind of way? Don't. But this is a process. This is a process. This is a process of, in my opinion, everything boils back to self-love. In my small world, everything boils to self-love. When you love yourself, it's easier to say that straw can't come. Too heavy, not mine, other priorities, we're not moving in that energy right now. It's so easy to say that when I love my camel. When my life is beautiful, not run down, not run down, torn apart. When my life is draped in silk, when I've been treated well, when I have a good time, when I enjoy my life, it's easy for me to value that camel. It is. I got a caller that would like to speak. I'd love to hear how we're going to begin to value these camels. How do we value our life? How do we not allow this world to break us? Love to hear how we're going to do this. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama 7. Greetings, everyone. Hello. Hey.
How you doing?
I'm drinking some water after that heat you just threw. Woo, that was
look.
Great.
Look. This is the truth right here, okay? It's the truth with an F, okay? This is the truth because we got to stop and think. You going to let somebody beat up your camel? You know, are you going to let somebody just junkie up your stuff? People that like to junkie up other people's life, they ain't got their own life. they don't know how to value their own self. So how can they value you if they don't value themselves? So just because they don't know how to value themselves don't mean you don't know how to do it. So this is where that boundary stuff come in. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, that was my... Listen, I had to call in because when you were talking about the camel and the straw, it's like some of us are used to the struggle of the straw breaking our back. So when we attach ourselves to the struggle of it, right, the precision of language, right? So when we attach ourselves to the energy of the struggle of the straw being broken on our back, the lack, we attach ourselves to the projections. We attach ourselves to everyone else's expectations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with the lack of the boundaries, it's like we're giving our power away. And society conditions us that to think that. They teach us unconditional love, but it's with conditions. Mm-hmm. Those are the conditions.
Right.
So when we're used to the struggle and when we're used to our back being broken to prove a point, we lose the self-love, the boundary, the accountability. We don't even allow ourselves to heal because we use the struggle to say be loyal to the struggle, but at what cost?
At any cost. Because you know why they say any cost? Because they're not paying. They don't care about the cost. They're not the ones paying. It ain't they back that's getting broke. So they don't care. Just like children. Children are very self-centered, right? Because this is how God made them. They don't care how much this toy costs. They don't care how unrealistic it is to have a pony. They just know come Christmas, they want a pony, the car, the racetrack, everything they could possibly imagine in a house that mom and dad are struggling to keep their lights on. But you want a pony. Oh, okay. So they're self-centered, and they've been made that way. But you know what, Sister Aza, you were so correct when you say this world attempts to condition us to that. I am so sick of the Superwoman complex. My first tattoo is of the Spider-Man, the Superman emblem, with a K in it. I just I'm about to tear up this world. And then I found out that's a myth. There's not a superwoman. I'm not supposed to lift up the entire house in a single bound or with a single paycheck. I'm not supposed to take care of, cook, clean, do this, please the man in bed, wash the kids, make sure they're shot. I'm not supposed to do all that. They're breaking my back, and they don't care. So we have to push off what society says we have to do, and we have to start to focus on, no. What am I going to do? What does God want me to do? What do my ancestors want me to do? Society's not supporting me, because society will watch you break your back. They will clap for you, and then they'll go find another camel. You see?
You said something earlier, too. You said time. And I realized within my journey that I was addicted to the struggle. I was addicted to my back being broken to prove a point. So I had to train my mind. You helped me out a lot with that. Oh, did you help me out a lot with that? It's
like it or not.
Because I was so ready. I thought, one time, one little prayer, the little candle here, that'll help me train my mind, right? So you had to remind me, look, it takes time. It takes the spiritual hygiene. It takes the spiritual toolbox. Now I understand and embody the energy of the toolbox because I have to realize that my mind was under attack. As well, it wasn't just what I see and this and that. It was my mind. I had to remind myself and train my mind to even be of the abundance versus the lack, and accepting anything and not having boundaries. So once we got into the spiritual hygiene, you know, you was helping me with my tools, still is, you know. It helps me be at this space to where I don't have to be addicted to getting anybody else's straw, because I have enough straw that I don't have room for anything else. I don't have time for anything else. Because why? What point am I proving? And why am I giving my, if it's not even, if that's not supposed to be. So I want to thank you for that.
Because you're more than welcome. I love helping people with that. It's not an easy process. Let me tell you something. It's not an easy process, but you are worth it. You're worth it. When you can start to see, you know, when you can start to see under the dirt, under the grime, under everything, you can see the gold start to shine. It's worth it. Thank you for calling in.
I love you. I love you so much.
Thank you so much. Love you too. Look, take care of that camel, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, look, I want everybody to take a minute and think about your life. Think about your camel. What is weighing you down? Okay? So I'm going to say this out loud. I don't know who needs to hear this. I love it when they start off the sentence like that. I don't know who needs to hear this, but someone, probably a couple someone, have some outdated thinking that is breaking their back. Outdated thinking. Your fear. There are some people that have fear breaking their back. There are some people that have unrealistic thoughts, unrealistic expectations that are holding them back. They're literally breaking their back. I expect my back to be broken. What happens when you expect your back to be broken? Every piece of straw that comes over to your, what are you doing? You're bracing for the fall. What? Shake that off. Rather than living a life with fear, rather than living a life with unrealistic terms, I'm not living unrealistic terms. And let me tell you something, for all, I'm not living up to my future mother-in-law's terms. I'm not. I'm not living up to even my children's term. I'm not your mother because I do X, Y, and Z for you, but I'm your mother because God says so. You can deal with the rest however you wish. I'm not going to have other people's expectations, worries, concerns, whatever. They can't rule my life. That straw's got to go. It doesn't belong with me. You see what I'm saying? So I really want everybody, take a minute between now and next week to think about what doesn't fit in your life, what doesn't belong on your camel. Okay? I have a really good list. I got an idea of what's not working. Now, society will be like, ooh, girl, you better make that work. No, no, you make it work. I've already decided it doesn't work for me. It doesn't fit into my plan, and I'm okay with that. I'm going to be okay with it. So take a minute. It's a really important exercise. Begin to value who you are. Begin to be aware of where you see your ancestors taking you. Stop fighting when your ancestors are trying to help you. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody pulling a camel and the camel's not moving and they're pulling and pulling and the camel's like, whatever. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody lead the horse all the way to the water. Horse won't drink. You can lead him to the water, but you can't make him drink. The camel is your life. Don't let people lead you places you don't want to go. Stop thinking that you have to because they're holding the reins, or what you think are the reins. They're still not stronger than you. They can't, if they were capable of doing what you're doing, they would do it themselves. But they can't. They need you. Your life. Your camel. Don't let them break you. Don't let them drag you around the desert. Don't let them put their things on your wagon and you got to carry it. Not your junk, right? So take the time. Do the exercise, all right? I want to remind you next week, very important announcement. I want you to spend, I want you to get excited. I want you to make sure you tune back in next week so you can hear all of the exciting things that are going on. I'm looking forward to actually seeing a good number of you. We're going to spend some time getting ready for our November event. You know, I'm really looking forward to that. This week has been, I'm not even going to say a challenging week, because there was no challenge in this. This has been a week of acceptance for me. This has been a week of understanding what God was trying to tell me. This has been a week for me of making sure that I heard what God said, and it came through different people. It came through people I didn't want to listen to, you know what I'm saying, straight up. And it was some stuff that I didn't want to deal with, and I had to deal with it anyway. I got the clarity that I was, the second that I need Sister Unique to tell me what retrograde really means. I mean, I know technically I think the planet's spinning in opposite direction, okay, whatever. I need to know what it means to me. But the second that we came out of that, everything went bananas. And I had to say, okay, I accept that. All right. Oh, really? This is what's going on? Okay. I accept that. Spiritual change is going on? Mm-hmm. Okay. I accept that. I had to accept those things because I knew I could not put that straw on my back. I had to accept things I didn't want to. You know, it's nice to play pretend. It's nice to think like, oh, I know. It's like, I had to be realistic. I didn't have no more room on my back. I really didn't. I had to be realistic. That was not going to fit with what I currently have going on. And I don't want to let go of what I have going on. So this entire week was about accepting what I could not put on my back, and I had to accept it. And I'm not saying it was easy, because it wasn't. But when God gives you the order, we ask God to order our steps. Remember, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? I mean, Spirit has been on this. Spirit has been telling us the whole way, watch for this, look for that. I mean, all you got to do is pay attention to the title, right? We ask God to order our steps. And when God says, okay, go put that down, it's like, I got space for that, God. God's like, I didn't ask you had space for it. You don't know what else I got planned for you. Go put that down. Because that and what I actually have planned for you will break your back. Go put that down. And it's not easy, family. I'm telling you, it's not easy. But when you trust God, you're able to do that. I got a caller that would like to speak. You know, going for the jugular. A wonderful approach to play on this, okay? Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace. Alafia, how are you, Mama Seven?
Alafia, how are you?
I'm doing great. You called my name and I appeared.
Hey, tell me when these planets are going to. I need to know what they're doing and how to make them stop, okay? I just need everybody to stay still for a minute, okay? In the middle of full moon energy.
So
yeah. Yes.
I heard you mention something about, well, first of all, greetings, family. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing well. Happy Wednesday. Yes, yes, yes.
Yay.
Let's get it in. Let's get it in. Yes.
Amen.
So I know one of the questions that you asked, I heard you say something about the retrograde. And it's very interesting because this particular retrograde, because when you think about retrograde, or if anybody's heard about it, they always talk about planets going backwards or, you know, something moving
mm-hmm.
backwards. And it just so happens to be that planets actually don't go backwards, but sometimes they can move a little slower to where they look like they stopped, you know. And so what's happening is that in this particular retrograde, it wasn't, we didn't just have like one planet. We had almost six planets. So
yeah.
mm-hmm. with all of these things that with all these planets moving the way they are and angling with each other and squaring off with each other, it's all been a challenge because each planet that you do your birth chart and you know your rising and your ascending and your moon sign and how these things affect you and depending on what house they're in, they affect the house, and we'll talk all about those things.
Please.
And they affect certain things. So this particular retrograde, which is the last one for this year, is very interesting because we had three this year. And that normally doesn't, you know, we have them every 3 months. So if you go back to the beginning of the year, our first quarter, you know, things were just really chaotic. You look at the first of the year, it's
yeah.
like, okay, you know, I'm looking for this to happen. You're like, whoa, you know, whatever's going on in your life, it's in your face. You know what I'm saying? Then it comes back around on your second retrograde. You're like, okay, now how am I going to deal with this? This third retrograde yeah. is more about what are you willing to accept? So if you make a decision, I'm not willing to accept this, you are
yeah.
working with the retro, because retrograde just really just brings things back in your face. You know, so you hear astrologers say, oh, or people say you don't travel, you know, it affects communication and this, that, and that. Like a lot of people is blaming the retrograde for, you know, Instagram breaking down
mm-hmm.
the other day, which I didn't know anything about it because I wasn't on it. However,
right,
people didn't realize there were a whole lot of solar flares that were going on also, which affect communication. You know what I'm saying? It's a electromagnetic energy. So what we're really dealing with is the energy of when you reflect, because we're just going, 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 and you have to have a time to reflect. That's why, you know, it says on 6 days that you work, but on the seventh day you rest. It's a time for reflection. So you have 3 to 4 weeks of reflecting on, am I going to deal with this? Is this straw? Am I going to add another straw? You know, am I
yeah.
going to deal with this again? And when it comes back to you, you have the choice, because what we do now affects our future, whether
That's
it's
right.
the tomorrow future or it's the 3-year future, you know. So
yeah.
I think everybody, hopefully everybody, when we came into this year, had an upgrade. Everybody had a spiritual upgrade. Everybody had a physical and a mental upgrade. And if you didn't upgrade, you realize what you need to upgrade to, or you know what you need to do. So when these retrogrades come back, that's why they tell you just calm down and don't do certain things, because it's time for you to reflect. It's time for you to see things and how you're going to respond to those things, because we can't respond the way we did. When you get that's why they say ignorance to the law is no excuse. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know the laws, your ignorance, you know, that's on you. So we have the information. And so when you have the information, you know what you're supposed to do. Going back, piggybacking on what you said before, you ask God to govern your steps.
Yep.
Well, in order for God to govern my steps, the first thing I have to do is be obedient. Because when the time comes, you ask me to do this, right? I'm like,
right.
yeah, all right. You know, and you don't do it, you're like, Here's another 3 months. Here I'm going. It's the same thing every day. Can't be. God help me. Govern my steps. Okay, well, here we go. Here's another opportunity.
Next.
Yeah, but I'm not ready yet.
Yep.
Okay. You know?
Yep.
And so
yep.
This, when we have these spiritual tools, when we have this information, when we know how planets and how, you know, things affect us, and we know how to do, and we know how to work in the energy, because that's what it is. Energy is not destroyed. It's just transformed and transferred. So what we're really dealing with is allowing people to transfer their energy to us. You know, that's not my junk. I'm giving it back to you. See, even this retrograde for me has been amazing, because I was able to really get to the core of, you know what? That doesn't belong to me. Oh, that was your junk that you laid on my forehead when I was born. Oh, no, that doesn't belong to me. You know, wait a minute. I thought I cleaned out this closet. Don't need this, don't need that. You know,
yeah.
And knowing I'm worth it. I'm worth the work. I sat at my desk at my job and wrote 2 pages of what I was worthy of, you know. I supposed to have been working. Nope, that wasn't important. What was important for
working,
me right now,
you were working on yourself.
I was working on myself. I am worthy of love. I'm worthy of this. I'm worthy of that. Blah, blah, blah. Bush, I'm on my break. I am worthy for this. Da, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So this is a great time. This is a great time for a lot of us just to really step back and say, you know what? I'm going to take that chance. I'm going to do this. You know? And this is the perfect time, because when you put that energy out there, it's going to come back. And I understand that, you know, the whole law of attraction has been a cliche.
Yes.
And it's only because it's like
it's
somebody
only because
me
they want to minimize the value of it. They want to minimize the value of it, and they want to minimize the effectiveness of it by placing that seed of doubt in there. That's why, you know what I'm saying? It's a very, very powerful tool.
If you've been operating out of fear, you really don't know how to do things. If you really, there's no instruction. Yeah, just think about it. Well, if I don't know how to meditate and I don't know how to think positive, then I might think positive for a little while and something. People think that thinking positive means that nothing ever, you know, not
bothers
positive
them.
Is going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, nothing
right.
bothers you. No. I saw something that said staying positive doesn't mean that you have to be happy all the time. It means that even on the hard days, you know there are better ones to come.
Amen. Amen.
You know, that there's better ones. How do we respond to that? You know, you shift the energy. You shift the energy. You know, people think about Job, and it was like, I heard the story of Job. But think about the energy Job was working in, because he had hard times. But he shifted
for
the
years.
Energy. And you don't hear Job talking about for years. And you don't hear him talking, you don't hear in that story about him picking up somebody else's stuff. You don't hear him talking about doing something for somebody else. He was working on it. He knew that God has never let me down. Even if this is not working out for me, God has never let me down. And if it's not working out for you right now, that means it wasn't meant for you. Sometimes the things
that
don't work for you are working on behalf of you, you know, something like that. Sounds good, right? Okay. So basically, if it's not for you, that's a good thing. You know, sometimes you being late stopped you from getting into that accident. You know,
that's right.
Or the fact that he didn't call you back kept you from catching HIV. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or the fact that he didn't, okay? I mean, realness. It's real out here.
Yes, it is.
You know, so we have to shift the energy. And if I can get the collective to recognize that we are energy. You know what I'm saying? We transform and we transfer. You know, we speak. That's why they say speak life. I stopped saying a long time ago, you know, I love you to death. No, I don't. I love you to life.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to keep moving. I love you to life.
That's right.
I want you to keep moving. I want the energy to be flowing. So when you do that, once you start flowing that energy, ain't nobody can put no straws on your back, you know, because you're moving. Oh, you're in the wind. You're letting the wind get up under your feet and push behind your back and making sure that you're pushing forward, you know. And if you need some help, you got other people that's going forward too. That's why I love track.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They run and they run and somebody passed that baton. They don't wait for you to run up to them. They already start running.
Right.
They got their hands out
the
back. All you got to do is pass it.
That's right.
Come on, baby, just pass it to me. I got it from here. And you got, and that's the type of people that we want on our team. We want those people on our team that can go ahead and, you know, pass that energy to us, that can, you know, feed back into you what you need. And that's what I receive from all of these planets going retrograde and, you know, all the energy that was out. The energy is real. I mean, I've ran into people that they don't know nothing about astronomy and they don't know anything about astrology. And I had people at my job because I was talking about, whoop, full moon, retrograde.
Uh-huh.
They come to me and they was like,
full moon and retrograde.
I'm like, and retrograde.
Yes.
I was like, it's full moon. Residents start acting up. I say, get the Benadryl out, full moon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I felt the effects at my job, and I was like, yo, y'all taking down,
yeah,
okay? This ain't doing this tonight. Oh, my goodness. Well, look.
Not tonight.
I so appreciate you calling in and giving us our retro information. And I'm not going to say anything else. That's it. All right. Thank you, Sissy Unique.
You're welcome. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right, family. Okay. Moving into the prayer. Do not forget. Next week is going to be the big unveiling. Next week, we're going to, on the radio, have all the details for what is upcoming. That has me so excited. So moving into the prayer portion, everyone, we know how important prayer is. Prayer is our foundation, 100%. Prayer is going to stop us from making mistakes. Prayer is going to keep us in the right mindset. Prayer is going to make sure that we're not playing with this straw because we don't want our lives broken. No one wants to be broken. No one wants to be broken, okay? Like I said, this week has been, and all of this accepting I had to do was on Monday. So the first day back in a week, I mean, when I say I got hit in the head constantly, and the right answer was, okay, I had to accept. I had to understand that God is working here, and I had to allow God to do the work and me to sit back and wait for him to say now. But that first Monday, starting at 6:30 in the morning, blow after blow after blow. But trusting in God, when I listen to God, when I make my prayers, I don't have to worry about my life, my back being broken, my life being broken. I don't have to worry about that because God puts no burden on you that you cannot handle, right? So I had to trust in God. How do you trust in God? You have to have a relationship with God. You have to begin to know God for yourself. The first little book that I wrote, the second book that I wrote is a little prayer book. It's a couple of my favorite prayers, the prayers that meant something to me, the prayers that made me feel whole, that brought about joy, that brought about comfort. It's just a small book like that. Everyone should have that book, right? Get into the book. Learn that there are certain prayers for certain times. Learn which prayer resonates the most with you. You know, this may be a prayer. You may be, oh, I remember this prayer. My grandmother said this prayer. Whatever it is, whatever is drawing you, prayer is how we begin to open up that relationship. Prayer is what's going to help us understand what straw to accept, because that was me all week. I had to accept
or which straw to say, push back on and say, no, that's not right. I'm not going to do that. Or I have to wait for that and know that your waiting will not be in vain. So when it comes to the prayer for this evening, as I was doing my accepting, as I was focusing on me, as I was adding value to my life, as I was adding value even to the straw given, we don't just put straw on a camel's back just to see if the camel can carry it. We need that straw. We need that straw to go from here to there. So even if straw has value, let's value it all, but ourselves first, okay? So as I was going through this process, I came across the Serenity Prayer. This is a prayer that I use. I think this is the only prayer I get to use at work, and so I use it a lot. This is so important to me because this is what keeps me in a spiritual Godhead, okay? Everyone has that other head that's more, you know, rough or gruff, cut you out, tell you whatever. Yeah, okay. That's there, and it's not even unique, okay? It's not even, you know, we hear that on the radio. Every other rap song got that. I'm trying to stay in my Godhead. I'm trying to stay in the part of me that is loving and kind, compassionate, all those things that we associate with God, that's the head I'm trying to stay in. It's not easy to do that because this world is spinning. This is the Serenity Prayer in its full format. God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. Courage to change the things which should be changed, and wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking, as he did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Seeing that you will make all things. And if I surrender to your will so that I may be happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Serenity Prayer. Take some time to look at the original, the full version of that. Take some time to begin to look and see where you may have some discerning to do yourself, where you may need to distinguish between things you can actually change and the things that you cannot. Look at the straw on your back and distinguish which should be left, which should be carried, and when to do it. I hope everyone gets into their prayers for this evening. Father, Mother, God, I come before you humbly, praying that you bless everyone on the line, praying for clarity of mind. I am thankful for the challenges that I've had this week because for me it was a test of character that I hope that I did as you wished for me to do. I hope, God, that the work that we do individually and collectively is pleasing to you. I hope and pray that the energies and the work that go into the light that is to be shined in spirituality right now, I hope and pray that you are pleased with the work that we do. God, I ask that you come in to help each of us shine a light in each of our lives so that we can be clear to know you, to understand you, to love you, to follow your orders. I ask that you guide our ancestors as they guide us on our journey. As we continue to be blessed, may all the angels that are close to us have only your instructions in mind. May all of the positive energies and entities that stay with us stay close
May they be blessed and rewarded for their good work, and should they be sent away for those that they don't know what to do. God, we come before you praying for those that cannot pray for themselves. We come before you praying for those that have kind of lost their way. May you be that lighthouse for them. May your light shine for them. We ask these things in your name. Amen.